सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुदेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करान् शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्.
So Shankaracharya explained this sansar by a metaphor of a tree. He says, Bijam Sansriti Bhumijasya. Bhumijasya, one which is born from the Bhumi, that is a tree. Bhumijasya. Compared to tree, bijam, what is the bijam of this sansriti? Sansriti means sansar, which continuously changes the sansar. What is the bij of this? Tamah. Tu means indeed. Indeed it is the tamah. Tamah means ignorance, agyan. Agyan is the cause or the seed of this sansar. Dehatmadhi ankuro. Ankur of the sprout, what is that? Dehatma. Yeah, I am this body. Basic ignorance. Who are you? I am not Brahman. Who am I? I am so and so. And body is Atma. Then Raga Pallava, the Pallava, the tender leaves, these are the attachment. I love, I like. Objects of the world, beings, these are all attachments. Raga, raga means attachment. Then you need water to nurture that plant. Then it is a karma to bap, ambu karma. Ambu means water. Karma is water. By karma, we are making this tree stronger and stronger. How by karma? Stronger and stronger? Not knowing how to act in the world, we are transacting with the world. Sakam karma. What will happen with the sakam karma? Vasana will increase. It will become stronger and stronger. Bapu skandha. Bapu means the body. Body is the trunk. The trunk of a tree is considered as the body. Asava sakhika. Sakhika means branches. What is asava? Asu, asava. Pranas. 10 pranas are the branches. Asava, sakikaha. Then, agrani indriya sangha. Agrani. Then the twigs. Twigs are the sense organs. All our 5 organs of perception and organs of action are the twigs. Then, what is the puspa? Visayaha puspani. Visayaha puspani. Puspani is the plural. Visaya, sense object. How many sense objects are there? Only 5. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. They are flowers. And what is the phala? Dukkham phalam. In the sansar, what you will get, what is the fruit? Dukkham. Therefore, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, this samsara is dukkhalaya. And we are searching sukh in this. Dukkham phalam. Achha, why this dukkham is coming? Nana karma samudvam bahuvidam. We are doing nana karma, many karms, different types of karma we are doing, bahuvidam. And who is the bhokta? A tree without the bird. If the fruit is there is no bird there, then useless. So bhokta, who is the enjoyer? Jiva khaga. Khaga means the pakshi, the bird. Jiva is the bhokta enjoyer. We are all jiva. We are enjoying that fruit. In the next verse it was said, ajnana mulo ayam anatma bandha. This attachment to anatma, attachment to the sense object, what is the cause? Ajnana mulo, not knowing our true nature. It is misapprehension, non-apprehension of the truth. Ajnana mula anatma bandha naisargika. Naisargika is natural. You can't say who created it. It is self-caused. Ignorance is our self-caused thing. We are not trying to find out the what is our true nature. Naisarga anadi. It is beginningless. You cannot say when this ajnana started. The moment you say it started on this day, I don't know computer. Kab se nahi aata hai? The moment I put a date, other person will ask, before that, you were jnani? You were knowing computer? No. Beginningless time, you can't put a date. Then it is said, it is ananta. Toh muskil ho gaya, ananta. Ajnan will never go. It will never go unless you inquire. That is the meaning of ananta. Maya is has a beginning, is anadi, beginningless, but it has got an end. It can be ended. By knowledge it can be ended. But it will remain infinite, ananta, if you don't inquire. It will continue. Ignorance will continue. Therefore it is said, ananta iritaha. What happens? Janma, apya, vyadi, jara, adi, dukkham. There is janma, birth, death, and in between birth and death, jara. Vyadi, different type of disease comes. Prabaha patam, janeti amusya. Prabaha patam is continuous prabaha. Like we say, na, Haridwar mein Ganga ka prabaha is very strong. So similarly, this prabaha is also like that, it's continuously coming. One after another sorrow is coming. Janeti amusya, and who has created this? Manusya has created. We have created. And we have done it, we are doing it, and we continue to do it in spite of studying the scriptures. Lakh bar bolo, you have to do karma yoga. I understand the science, but I will not do. Okay, continue. I have understood this bondage is there. Now I have to cut it. I want to remove it. We are all intelligent people. We have understood that we are all bound by sattva, rajas and tamoguna. Same topic is going on in our chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita also. Same, similar topic. Now I want to cut it. Na astrayi. Astrayi, not by weapon. Which weapon? Which you can throw, like bullet or arrow. Na sastrayi, sastrayi, which you hold on, the weapon which you hold on, by mace or by sword, you cannot cut this bondage. Anilena, by air, this is man-made. First two, astra and sastra, is man-made. Now, Shankaracharya is giving example from the nature also. Can you destroy it by the force of the wind? The tree can be uprooted, no? We have seen when the wind is strong, the tree with the root is uprooted. Can this Agyan tree be uprooted by this air stronger? Na nilena. Then Vannina by fire? No. Chetum na sakyo na ja karma koti bhi. If I do karma koti, not one, two, three karma, koti karma, crores of karma. Can I remove that Agyan by koti karma? No. Why? What is the science behind it? Why you can't remove it by karma koti bhi? Karma comes from ignorance, avidya. The father of karma is avidya. What is avidya? Not knowing our true nature. What is our true nature? That I am Purna, I am Satchidananda. We don't know this thing. We consider ourselves apurna, not complete. Therefore, I want to make myself complete by acquiring the objects of the world. If I get this, I become Purna. I will be happy, I will be happy, I will be happy. And we never became permanently happy. So since the father of karma is Agyan, therefore by karma you can never remove Agyan. Karma koti bhi you can never remove. And the example normally given by Mahatma is, there is a dark room and you are given one bucket and one broomstick, that you remove all this darkness by karma. With the broomstick you take this darkness, put it on bucket and throw it out. Karma koti bhi, even for 1,000 years you do that, it will not be successful. So therefore Agyan can never be removed by karma, karma koti bhi. But vivek vigyan mahasina, vivek vigyan by discrimination, by experience, vigyan, the experience of the Atman, mahasina, the sword. Bina dhatu prasadena, but there is one condition. Bina dhatu prasadena, that sword is to be sharpened with the purified mind. Agyana. Two steps. First step is purification of mind. Now you have to, like a parrot, only you continuously say, what are the two steps? Purification of mind. Second, get the knowledge. How can you purify your mind? Yoga. What are we doing? Karma only, not yoga. The way which we are transacting the world, it is only karma. This karma will not unite you with the law. If you want to unite with the Lord, then you have to do karma yoga. Very good. Dhatu prasadana sita na manjuna. Only by that purification it can be done. Now a question may come. We have studied in Gita. Nainam chindati sansani, nainam dahati pavaka, na chainam kledayanta apa, na sosayati maruta. In case of Atma, it was said, you cannot cut this Atma with any weapon or by fire or by water or by air. You cannot destroy it. How? The same thing is applying to the bondage. Bondage is Agyan and Agyan is not Atman. How do you explain this? So it is said, you see, Agyan is not a gross thing. Like a chair or table or any gross thing that you can cut it by astra and shastra. Agyan is a subtle thing. Vasana is a subtle thing. It's not something solid like a rope, it is binding you. Vasana is a subtle thing. And any subtle thing cannot be cut or removed by any gross thing. You need something subtle. Now suppose there is a tree. For cutting the tree you need an axe. But suppose you are seeing the tree in your dream. Can you cut with the real axe in the dream? In the dream it is subtle. You need a subtle weapon. What is our ignorance? Ignorance. Our ignorance is, I am body. It was said, na? Dehatma is the sprout. What is this? Dehoham, dehoham. I am body, I am body, I am body. It's a thought only. It's a thought only. How can you remove this thought? You can remove this thought by another thought. What is that? Sivoham, aham brahmasmi, soham. Instead of jivoham, you replace this thought by another thought. And how to do it? We have elaborately seen in our Atmabodh class. So if you want to know further detail, in case it is recorded, I do not know whether it is being recorded or not, refer to those slokas. So this is Mahayasana. What is the Mahayasana now? Vivek and Vigyan. First you discriminate Vivek. Between Atma and Anatma, you do the Vivek, and after that, Vigyan. Vigyan means the experience. Then you go into the Nididhyasana and experience it, in case you want to verify whether it is with you or not. Then Nididhyasana is needed. Otherwise, Nididhyasana is not required. If you accept it, yes, Atman is there, okay, khatam ho gaya. But still, if you have got the doubt, okay. Viprit bhavana is still there, dehoham, dehoham is still there. Okay, you can remove that dehoham by this. In Bhaja Govindam, there are four steps to reach that state. Satsangatve nisangatvam. By satsang. Why satsang is the first? In Ramayana also, in Navada Bhakti, we are seeing the satsang is the first thing. Why satsang is the first? We have to come to satsang. Because here only you will come to know that you have to do the vivek between without coming to the satsang, you will never get this knowledge. Atma is there and you can get it, you can become permanent happy. That is possible only when you come to the satsang. Satsange nisangatvam. You are attached to anatma vastu. When you come to the satsang, then you are told, are kya kar raha bhai? You are watering the plant with your karma, not knowing how to do the karma. Nisangatvam, detached from the anatma. What will happen then? Nisangatvam, nirmohattam. When you detach, then you come to, are ye to unreal hai. I was deluded, I was thinking this is real. Anatma is real. And Atma is unreal. This is our understanding. But the Shastra is saying, Atma is real and Atma is unreal. That delusion will go away. What will happen? Nirmohatve nischal tattvam. Then you will reject this anatma vastu. And you will hold on to this nischal tattva, which is not modifying, not changing. And nischal tattve, jivan mukti bas khatam ho gaya. But our Guruji says, condense into two steps. Number one, purification of mind. Number two, you see, it's not your fault at all. In Bhagavat it is said, in Kali Yuga it is mand buddhi. It's all manufacturing defect. Mand buddhi. Okay. What is to be done next?
Shruti pramanai kamate swadharma. Shruti pramanai kamate swadharma. Nishthatayaivatma vishuddhirasya. Nishthatayaivatma vishuddhirasya. Vishuddha buddhe paramatma vedanam. Vishuddha buddhe paramatma vedanam. Tenaiva sansara swamula nashah. Tenaiva sansara samula nashah. Shruti Pramanaikamate Swadharma Nishthatayivatma Vishuddhirasya Vishuddha Buddhe Paramatma Vedanam Tenaiva Sansara Samulanasha.
So what I have to do? It is a Shruti Praman. Ek mate swadharma nishtha. Shruti Praman. Shruti, the Vedas. They are the Praman. Praman means what? Source of knowledge. Atindriya vishaye Veda Pramana. Atindriya vishaye, the thing which you cannot perceive with your organs of perception. Where from I get the knowledge for all those things? Shruti Praman. Atindriya vishaye, the thing which you cannot grasp with your indriyas, then you should refer to Veda. This is Shruti Praman, the source. Where will I get this knowledge? You will get in the Shruti. Ekamate. Ekamate means you should have devotion to the Shruti. Yes, whatever the Shruti is saying, it is correct. I have to follow. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt. Because many Mahatmas has followed it and reached the goal. Praman is there. So don't doubt that. Mate swadharma nishtha, abidance in the one's dharma. What is the subject matter of Veda? Atindriya vishaya, it is your dharma and Brahma. Basically these two are there. What is my dharma? What is dharma? Dharma means swadharma. Swadharma means what is my duty? What is my kartavya karma? Where will it come to know what is my duty? Same thing we are discussing in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord has said, according to your temperament, I have classified the all beings of the world into four divisions, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And how he has done? It is because of your nature, Svabhavajam. What is Svabhava? It is coming, is not a habit made in one day. It is coming from many, many previous lives, Svabhavajam. According to your Svabhava, there is a predominance of a guna. Guna means sattva, rajas, tamas. And according to the predominance of guna, Lord has said, you should do this thing. Very scientific. So, swadharma nishtha, if we do, to uske pehle kya karna hai? In sadhana panchakam it was says, vedo nitya dhiyatam taduditam karma svanushtiyatam. Vedo nitya dhiyatam adhiyatam, study veda. Ek bar padhne se ho jayega? Nitya vedo nitya dhiyatam. So we have to do that study. Whatever shastra says, do it, that's all. You have got no choice. If the Shastra says do karma yoga, do it. Then only the purification of mind will happen, otherwise it will not happen. So we know our duties according to our position, common sense we know. If I am manager, I have to do this thing. If I am employee, I have to do this thing. So whatever the Shastra says, you should do it. Is it your opinion? Oh Acharya, is it your opinion? No. Whose opinion is this? Lord's opinion. Can you give me a reference? Yes, I can give you. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, we have all studied chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karyam vavasitau gyatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum yaha arsi. Shastri the praman, Lord says that. What is to be done? What ought not to be done? You should refer to the Shastra. What is this Shastra? Sasana Trayate iti Shastra. Shastra guides us, Shastra protects us. If we, according to the guidance of the Shastra, if we go, Shastra will protect us. It will take us to the goal. Therefore, Shastra is to be followed. The Shastra says you should do your swadharma. What is my dharma? It will be decided by the gunas, according to the combination of sattva, rajas and tamas. If the sattva is predominant, followed by rajas and tamas, you are Brahman. If the rajas is predominant, followed by sattva and rajas, you are kshatriya. If the rajas is predominant, followed by tamas and sattva, you are vaishya. And if you are tamogun pradhan, then you are. Now there are two things there. Lord has said you can change your guna by effort, number one. You can change your guna by effort. Or whatever your guna is that, you do your swadharma in a particular fashion, you grow out of that guna. What is sattvic karta, what is sattvic karma, what is sattvic jnan, what is sattvic sukh, what is sattvic puja, what is sattvic tyag, ahar, everything he has said. One way is to, you can improve yourself. From tamas rajas you come to sat, follow that sat marg. Another way is that according to your sabhava, according to your Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Kshatriya, staying in the Sudra also, go on doing your Sudra work or the Vaishya work or the Kshatriya work in a particular fashion. Then also you can grow out of it. Who is binding us? Sattva, Rajas, Tamagun is binding us. By effort, we have to come up to the Sattva-gun. After that, Lord will take care. Or, if you don't want to improve yourself, do whatever you are doing now, whatever is your Swadharma, not Paradharma. A Vaishya should not become a Brahman, or Brahman should not become a Vaishya, no. Follow whatever the dharma is stated there and go beyond it. Suppose Shastri is not there, there is no Acharya also to explain what is to be done. In that case, you have to refer to the Taittiriya Upanishad. When the convocation happens, we chant once in a year, Taittiriya Upanishad. What is stated there? Now Acharya is saying, this is the last class, convocation is being held now, you are going back home. If suppose there is any doubt comes, you will not find me. At that time there was no cell phones. Guru, I have got this problem. So what we'll do? You ask the learned people of that area and follow their advice. That was said there. Arjun also approached Lord. He also had the doubt about his kartavya. Standing in the field, knowing that I have come for fighting here in the battlefield, he is asking Lord, what is my duty here? I am confused about my duty. Now comes for the children. Who is the praman? Parents are praman. Magar Kali Yuga mein ulta ho gaya. Now parents act according to the whatever the children. Interesting. Whatever the child says or the children say, the parents also follow. Aisa karna hai, vaisa karna hai. Shanti rakho. They do the same thing. So how this karma is to be done, the important part, the most important part is that you do your duty as a seva or puja. We will be discussing the same point again in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 today. Again and again it is said that whatever you are doing, do the same thing. Nothing special is specified in any shastra that you have to do this thing for getting the goal, for knowing the Atman. As I was saying, you either you improve your guna by effort, number one, or if you don't want to improve, you want to stay as a sudra and continue to do your duty in a particular fashion, and that particular fashion is do it as a seva, as a puja. Only thing, only this much you have to do. Only this much has to do, it will take care of your vasanas. vasana will start reducing slowly, slowly, slowly. Mind will get purified. Then it is said, swadharma nishtha taya eva atma visuddhi asya. If I do that, my duty, what will I get? It is said here. Swadharma nishtha, abidance in one's dharma, taya, by that, eva, alone. Very important word, eva, alone. Alone, you have got no choice. Atma visuddhi asya. Atma visuddhi, purity of mind, asya for him. If you do this way, what will happen? Your mind will get purified only by seva bhava, puja bhava. We are doing our kartavya karma, but we are not doing it as a seva bhava, as a puja bhava. Do it as a seva. What is this seva bhava and puja bhava? We do the archana with the flowers. Again, it is going to come in today's Gita class. We do the archana by flowers. Or if we are performing the yajna, we put the clarified butter in the yajna kunda, chanting the mantra, and we put the oblation there. But that is not possible. 24 hours we can't do the archana or do the havan. The way out, Lord said that you can worship the Lord by your karma. Karma is flower. How karma can be made archana? Karma can be made archana if the karma is for the happiness of the Lord. That is archana. Not karma for the Lord, karma for the happiness of the Lord. Then it will take care, you will not be able to do any prohibited action. The moment you are going to cheat any person, ask yourself, will the Lord be happy? Answer will be, no. So all nisiddha karma taken care of. All your kamya karma also will be taken care of. Because there is a srishti chakra going on in the whole cosmos. And everybody is doing karma yoga. Everybody is doing karma yoga except the human beings. We only take, we don't want to return. That is kamya karma. We are doing karma, but we don't want to return. Don't want to return to society, we don't even feel obliged to the society or to the Lord or any other person for that matter. We are not obliged. So if we do this way, then Atma Visuddhi will happen. Therefore in Upadesar it was said, Ishvara Arpitam Nechayakritam Chitta Sodakam Mukti Sadakam. Same thing. In Upadesar we studied, Ishvara Arpitam. I am doing the karma for Lord. Is the puja of Lord. Abhi kiski puja karte hain? My puja. Achha, both will get you fruit of action. Even if you do your karma as a puja of the Lord, still you get the salary. Even working in the office, if you work there sincerely, I am doing my job for the happiness of the Lord. I am doing it sincerely. Now ask yourself, will the Lord be happy? Yes, definitely happy. If the Lord is happy, your boss is also happy. What will happen? He is a sincere worker. You get promotion. Only seva bhava, puja bhava is to be added. Chitta sodakam, mind purity. What are the other words used in? Manasuddhi, satya suddhi, atma suddhi. Atma suddhi also means the same thing. Satya suddhi also means the same thing. Manasuddhi, same thing. In the Gita, you will find these words. Yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyakta atma suddhaye. Yogina. Yogina means those who want to unite. Yogina karma kurvanti. How? As a seva bhava, as a puja bhava. Why are you doing? Atma Suddhi, for the purification of mind. So, karma yoga is most essential for that. So, doing the swadharma is for the purification of mind. If you do it in a particular method. Now the question will come, how to know that my mind is getting purified? Batao. You must tell me some landmarks. Pata to lage whether it is being cleaned or not. So it is said, you will get dispassion. The moment you start doing the vivek of Atma and Atma, dispassion will come, vairagya will come. Now you will not like birthday parties. Man nahi karta hai. Mind will be calm. It will be serene. And even if you get disturbed by the world, your mind will become peaceful in very little time. It will come back to its natural state. Otherwise, the ajnani remain in that state for many, many years. We have seen people, spouse died, now depressed for the whole life, rest of the life. Never came back to the normal state. But if your mind is purified, you will come to the natural state. Why? Because you have done the vivek of Atma and Atma. You know what is the nature of Anatma, you know. The nature of Anatma is changing and perishable. It will be like that only. So you are no more disturbed. So by this only you can reach. If the mind is pure, then only you will have a devotion toward the Lord, bhajan. Then you will like the bhajan. If the mind is impure, whether you do the Ram bhajan or Krishna bhajan, kuch nahi achha lagta hai. And really, if you are enjoying the bhajan, what will happen? It is said in Ramayana. If the mind is pure, and if you are a devotee, then it is said, Gadgad gira bachan nayan bahaneera. The throat will be choked. And the tears, that is a sign of bhakti. If this is not coming, then bhakti is not there. So now you can judge yourself whether you are a bhakta or not bhakta. Mind is purified, then there will be vairagya, dispassion should come. And the mind will become quiet. Even mind get disturbed, you will come back to the natural state very fast. Visuddha buddhe paramatma vedanam. So visuddha buddhe, man of pure intellect. Now your mind is purified because you have done your swadharma in a particular fashion as a karma yoga, your mind has purified. Then paramatma vedanam, realization of Supreme Self. The whole thing is being explained in one verse. Realization of the Self. So pure mind is needed for Atma and Atma Vivek. If the mind is not pure, you cannot do that Atma and Atma Vivek. Truly speaking, if the mind is not pure, the people will not enter into the satsang hall. This is not my word, it's Gurudev's word. So this pure mind should be applied into the realization of Paramatma. Now inquire into the nature of Paramatma. What will I get if I do the inquiry? Next question. Now it is a teen eva sansar samulanasa. If I do this inquiry, what will I get? Chalo, aap bolte ho, toh hum karte hain, magar you tell me the proof, kya milega? So it is a teen eva, teen, by that alone, again, away, eva is not there. Alone, by that only, Sansar samulanasa, the destruction of sansar with the roots. The sansar bridge with the roots itself can be taken out by that jnana. In Bhagavat also we studied, yad indriya pramotha drishtatmani pareharo biliyante tadaklesa sansupta seva krishna saha. When you withdraw your indriya, yad indriya uprama, when you withdraw your indriya from the world, drishtatmani pareharo, and you are seeing atman inside you, what will happen? Biliyante tadaha klesaha. All the klesa, five klesa. What are the five klesa? Many times I have said. Avidya. Avidya. Asmita. Raga. Dvesha. Abhinivesha. Good, good. Collectively we could read. Avidya, Asmita, Rag, Dves, and Abhinives. These are five klesas. This will be all end. Okay, then what is the summary of this whole thing? Summary is Swadharma Nishtha. Number one, do your duty. How? As a seva or a puja of the Lord. Then what will happen? Atma Vishuddhi will happen. It is starting from your duty. Swadharma. And then purification of mind. Then Vishuddha Buddhi comes to know the Paramatma. Once you come to know the Paramatma, sansar samulanasa khatam. No more sorrow. All ends. You see, in Ram and Ravan Yuddha, Ramji was trying to kill Ravan. Ek sir kata, it fell on the ground, another head comes. So he was not able to kill Ravan. Then Vibhishan came and said, you see, he has got one siddhi. And that's according to that siddhi, if you cut his head, another head will come. And that siddhi is in the navel area. So you have to dry that siddhi first. First hit an arrow in the navel area. So that siddhi is gone. After that you cut, all gone. Similarly, we also have got a siddhi like that. That siddhi is vasana. No? It's hidden. So first we have to tackle that. Once you tackle that vasana, then you can go ahead. This vasana is the cause of our gross body, subtle body, and causal body is the vasana. Causal body is the vasana. Okay. Now comes next verse.
Koshairannamaya dai panchabhihi. Koshairannamaya dai panchabhihi. Atmana samrito bhati. Atmana samrito bhati nija shakti samutpannaihi shaivala nija shakti samutpannaihi shaivala patalairi vambu vapistham koshairannamaya dai panchabhihi Atmana samrito bhati nija shakti samutpannaihi shaivala patalairi vambu vapistham.
Now Shankaracharya changed the meter. Why? To make us the alert. Are kya ho gaya? It's not the same tune in all verses. Kosai annamay adyai panchabhi atma na samrito bhati. Kosai means seeds. What are those seeds? Annamaya adi. Now you have to tell me other kosas. Annamay, pranamay, manomay, vijnanamay, anandamay. So annamay and others. Adi, Panchabhi. Panchabhi, there are five. Atma Sambrito. Atma Sambrito. Sambrito means covered. Atma is covered. Na Bhati. Atma is not seen, is not shining. So Atma is there. It is covered by Panchakoshas. Therefore, it is not shining. And these have covered. Now, how they have covered Atman, Shankaracharya is giving an example. Earlier he has given an example of ego is covering. There is a sun and there is a water, and by this natural union, you cannot disintegrate, you cannot disunite them. We have got no power. Sun is there, water is there, there will be evaporation. And by evaporation, there will be cloud, and that cloud has covered sun. Cloud has covered the sun. And they sign, cloud signs, as if it is their own sign. They are borrowing the light of the... In the second example, Shankaracharya said, that it is the ignorance, it is the ego which covers the Atman. Like the cloud covers sun, the ego covers the Atman inside. In the second example he gave, it is the ignorance which covers our buddhi. Although it was said ignorance covers the Atman. Ignorance means maya. If Maya covers Atman, then the Maya becomes more powerful than Atman. Is it not so? It's not true. So what is the truth? It is the Maya which covers our intellect. Maya covers our intellect. So nija sakti samutpannai saival patlai iv ambu bapistham. He gives an example how it covers. So it is a nij sakti by its own power, samutpannai, born out of saival patlai, collection of moss. You have not seen this here in America, you don't see moss in the pond. Ibambu, like the water, bapistham, where is that water? In the tank. Bapi means tank. In the tank or in the pond, there is a water. And in India, if you don't use that tank for a long time, what will happen? Out of the water, the moss will come, kai, you say the kai. And that kai will cover the whole water. Whole water body you can't see. And suppose if you are thirsty, you are seeing only moss only, no water. Water is there, pure water is there. How the moss has come? From the water. What is the cause of this moss? Water. What it has done? Covered the water. It has covered the water. Then what happened then? It's the same thing you will find when the Duryodhan came to the palace of Pandavas. It was like that only. He was thinking there is the water. He lifted his dhoti. And the people started smiling, laughing. And where he thought, no, this is dry. There was water. Same way, all our thoughts are arising from the Atman and they cover Atman. Where is the Atman? What is the address? It is in our mind, in our buddhi, in our antakaran. It is there only. Why are we not experiencing? Because it is covered. What is the moss? Moss is the thoughts. What is mind? Flow of thoughts. Continuous flow of thoughts. That thought is covering that Atman, moss. And instead of the Atman signing, what is signing now? Thoughts are signing. Thoughts are all inert. they get sentiency from Atman only. But thought sign, we are not able to see the Atman. When we remove the mask, we see the water. Similarly, if you want to see the Atman, what do you have to do? Remove the thought. So if you want to put it in the algebra form, what do you say? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Now mind minus thought is equal to? Is it a difficult equation? No, it's not at all. Can I remove these thoughts? Can the mind become without thought also? Yes, we all have experience. Every day we experience in the deep sleep. The mind is there, there is no thought. Can we make it in the waking state? If you can make it, that is samadhi. In the deep sleep, you are ignorant. But in the waking state, if you are able to do it, then it is samadhi. You will get the total, complete awareness. Awareness is there, no thought. That is samadhi.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. Can you please repeat Purnamada after me, just once? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Now can we do it together? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam. Not Purnat, Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Not Meva, Purnameva Vashishyate. Meva Vashishyate. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
So there will be no class on the next Sunday because of the Thanksgiving. And our Swami Advaitanand ji is coming for Ram Gita. He is the presiding acharya for our banquet. So Swamiji has agreed to take Ram Gita here on December 7, 8th, evening 7:30 to 9, and on the 9th morning during our Balbihar session, 1.5 hour, Ram Gita will be there. So my request to all of you that we should offer one viksha, Vivek Churamani class should offer one viksha to Swamiji, preferably on Friday evening. Evening, that will be good. So it's not that you all have to cook, but you all must participate. Participate in what way? Subhiji will tell who will be the coordinator for the viksha. And she will tell also what are the items you made, how much is you made. But you have to help Subhiji by saying that we are coming, we will be there, we will have viksha with Swamiji also. and we will get these things. So the quantity and what are the items to be made, and that will be told to you by coordinator. And you have to offer bhiksha dakshina, because we are taking gyan. Normally it is said, if you don't pay to the doctor, the medicine don't work, you know. Similarly, we are getting the gyan, the knowledge from our teachers, from Swamijis and Acharya, we should offer dakshina. So this dakshina, one is the guru dakshina, other is the bhiksha dakshina. Even when a Brahman eats at our place, if we call a Brahman, we always give a dakshina, that is a tradition. So when we are offering a Brahman, now you will say whether he is a Brahman or not, then I have to tell you who is a Brahman. One is a one born in the Brahman family, another who is Satya Pradhan, one who knows Brahman. Let me tell you, they all know Brahman. They all know Brahman, so they are all Brahmans. And anybody who is following the Sadhan Chatushta, Samdham, etc., the qualities, he is also Brahman. So he is a Brahman, so offering bhiksha, it is our duty. Why it is our duty? Let me explain that also. There are four ashrams. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanprastha and Brahmacharya ashram is dependent on the parents. Grihasthi, is it not so? Are you not taking care of your children? Vanprastha, those who have retired, the Grihastha is taking care of. Sannyasi also, Grihastha is taking care of. Now tell me, are you Brahmachari or Vanaprasthi or Sannyasi? Grihasthi. If you are Grihasthi, it is your duty, it is Kartavya Karma. It should be done. Suppose if you don't do your Kartavya Karma, should I explain that also? Will you earn merit or demerit? Now you all know, we are studying scriptures, we are studying the science, we should know all these things.